It's a beautiful fall day, and Knit Construction's project manager is showing me around the recently finished small boat harbor at the head of Accutan Bay, about 2 miles from the village.
We moved in here March of 2011. Essentially, it was just a big area of tundra, and we've excavated and dredged.
For now, the harbor is mostly just a big hole in the ground. While the construction team has finished its work, there's still no electricity, no running water, and no floats. There's also no road. So the only way to access the boat harbor is by, you guessed it, boat. That means the harbor is cut off from the village's grocery store, post office, and fuel dock. Steve Boardman is head of the Army Corps of Engineers Civil Projects Division. He says the transportation situation is unusual.
Yes, it's not a normal activity. And that has prevented the construction of harbors in the past when that supporting infrastructure is not there.
Boardman says the Corps made an exception in this case because of the harbor's strategic importance.
Accutan is one of the major ports. And I use the word port kind of liberally because there's no port structure there until now. Trident Fisheries out there is the largest seafood processor in the Aleutians. And so you have this very large fleet handling a very large fisheries, and there was no facilities for them.
Boardman adds that it helped the project was shovel-ready when $29 million of federal stimulus money became available in 2009.
And in this particular case, we knew that a road is being contemplated.
The road is still being contemplated, but construction is at least a few years out. Every foot of the road will need to be blasted from the steep cliffs ringing Accutan Bay. That requires permits and money. Lots of it. Jacob Stepton is the administrator for Accutan Traditional Council, the group responsible for the road project.
Our first estimate was at $18.1 million, but now that was when we first planned that. Been 2 years now, so you know that's going up.
That's $11 million per mile. Stepton says the council has petitioned the state government, the federal government, and Trident Seafoods for money. But so far, there aren't any hard commitments. The road isn't the only challenge ahead for Accutan's harbor. On top of the access problem and lack of services, once the harbor opens, there's no guarantee there will be boats to fill the harbor's 58 slips. Accutan Mayor Joseph Breskin says there'll be at least five. That's the number of boats owned by locals.
I personally own half of a vessel. I want to get my own vessel, so you know this is going to give me that opportunity. And eventually, I think other community or other individual will get into the fisheries. And this harbor is just a piece of that puzzle.
The hope is that Trident's fleet will fill the gap between the local boats and the harbor's capacity. At any given time, the company has up to 30 boats delivering fish to its Accutan processing plant. Right now, Trident rotates its boats through other ports in the region when they're not fishing. But plant manager Dave Abbasian says that could change once the harbor is finished. And he's not terribly worried about the lack of infrastructure.
As with anything else, when you build something, then everything starts collecting around it and building around it.
For now, the only structure of any kind near the harbor is a maintenance hangar for the hovercraft that ferries passengers between the village of Accutan and the new airport on Akoon Island. The hovercraft hasn't received a lot of positive press, but it may turn out to be the solution for the boat harbor's accessibility problems. The Aleutians East Borough says it will consider using the hovercraft as a shuttle between the harbor and the village while a road is under construction. Or alternatively, boaters can just keep a boat in their boat. In Unalaska, I'm Stephanie Joyce.